$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into cutting-edge advancements shaping the industry, including precision spraying innovations, new funding rounds driving IoT infrastructure and agri-tech solutions, and sustainability-focused rural development initiatives. We'll explore major strides in plant science, from groundbreaking soil treatments to significant investments in phosphate production and climate resilience. Plus, we'll cover the latest developments in controlled environment agriculture, including strategic partnerships and high-impact research projects aimed at transforming berry production and horticulture. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. This week's AgTech highlights bring major developments in agritech, starting with Topcon Agriculture, which has introduced the UC7 Plus boom height control system designed to boost spraying performance by up to 30%. The system features improved sensors, enhanced terrain response, and increased equipment durability. And it is compatible with both self-propelled and pull-type sprayers, allowing for retrofitting and new installations. It also supports automation to reduce operator fatigue, promote sustainable practices, and is built to deliver economic and environmental benefits. Moving forward, Emergent Connext has successfully closed an oversubscribed $5 million seed funding round supported by more than 20 investors from agriculture and telecommunications. The investment will accelerate the expansion of rural IoT infrastructure and commercial activities, with a strong focus on device integration and data solutions across agricultural and rural sectors. Currently, the company's IoT network spans 6 U.S. states, with plans for broader scaling. Moving on, Gromic secured $2 million in bridge funding, bringing its total funding to over $5 million, ahead of a planned $6.7 million Series A round. These funds will drive product expansion, farmer engagement, and geographic growth as the company aims to reach 1 million farmers and over 3,000 village-level entrepreneurs by 2026, supported by a strategy that emphasizes private labels and agronomy services. Additionally, AG Eagle Aerial Systems completed SALS of 20 Red Edge P multispectral cameras to Wingtra to enhance its platform and delivered 5 EBX drones equipped with SODA 3D cameras to Atvos Agro Industrial in Brazil. These drones will be deployed across 1,200,000 acres of sugarcane to conduct crop failure analysis and targeted weed control, improving planting efficiency, optimizing herbicide use, and supporting sustainability and cost reduction. Finally, Bayan Mayani, in partnership with HSBC Philippines and the Bayan family of foundations, has launched a cooperative-based rural development initiative aimed at helping smallholder farmers and fisherfolk adapt to climate change. This initiative, funded through philanthropic capital, introduces clustered agricultural cooperatives and incorporates indigenous knowledge, cooperative governance, and smallholder-focused technologies, beginning in vulnerable food corridors in Luzon and Visayas, with expansion to Mindanao expected in 2026. Agricultural cooperatives and incorporates indigenous knowledge, cooperative governance, and smallholder-focused technologies, beginning in vulnerable food corridors in Luzon and Visayas, with expansion to Mindanao expected in 2026. In plant science and agribusiness, Puna Bio has completed its Series A funding round with investment from the Gates Foundation, marking the foundation's first direct investment in an Argentine startup. This funding will support innovations focused on climate resilience and food security for smallholder farmers, with an emphasis on adapting solutions to local contexts in Africa. The partnership aims to scale production and expand access to affordable agricultural inputs across developing regions. Meanwhile, phosphate producer Itafos has eliminated more than $150 million in debt since 2020 under the leadership of CEO David Delaney, positioning the company for long-term stability and growth. Tightened global supply chains caused by reduced Chinese phosphate exports are benefiting producers like Itafos and OCP, while Brazil's domestic phosphate production is becoming increasingly critical. Itafos is expanding its operations in Tocantins at a time when global phosphate use has been underapplied by an estimated 10 million tons over the last 3.5 years, and capacity additions remain limited due to high development costs and regulatory challenges. Turning to crop input innovation, Keiman Industries has launched RevoCurb, a FIFRA 25B exempt soil treatment formulated with essential oils such as thyme, clove, garlic, and cinnamon. This solution functions as a nematicide, fungicide, bactericide, and herbicide, addressing regulatory, environmental, and operational challenges in soil pest control while being suitable for both organic and conventional farming systems. It features no buffer zone requirements and offers a zero-hour re-entry interval, making it a practical choice for growers. In the livestock sector, Wayne Sanderson Farms has opened a $43 million feed mill in Danville, Arkansas, designed to produce more than 8,500 tons of feed per week and support 130 family farms in the region. The facility incorporates advanced automation, sources grain locally, and features systems capable of handling 9 different feed formulations, as well as expanded ingredient and product storage and additional warehouse space, all of which align with the company's strategy to strengthen partnerships with family farms and enhance production. Finally, Reinke Manufacturing has acquired the industrial assets of Scott Specialties in Belleville, Kansas, including facilities, equipment, and real estate previously used for orthopedic soft goods production. This acquisition will enable Reinke to establish a second operational center to expand its irrigation operations and precision irrigation technologies, creating new employment opportunities for former Scott Specialties employees and supporting rural economic development in the region. In the CEA sector, the Van der Knaap Group has entered into a strategic partnership with Canada-based Premier Tech to strengthen their global reach and integrate complementary product portfolios and technical expertise. This collaboration emphasizes sustainability, innovation, and reliability in horticulture, with Van der Knaap gaining access to Premier Tech's biological solutions and worldwide infrastructure as both companies pursue growth across Europe and the Americas. Adding to this momentum, Université Laval has secured a $5 million grant from the Weston Family Foundation to advance its Vertberry project, led by Professor Martine Dorais. The project focuses on modular, closed-environment bioponic systems designed for strawberry transplants, aiming to reduce dependence on imported transplants, support year-round production, and improve economic outcomes for growers. Vertberry aligns with Canada's National Homegrown Innovation Challenge, promoting greater sustainability and resilience in berry production. In other news, Big Idea Ventures has announced a new cohort of startups focused on breakthrough technologies in fermentation, enzyme applications, cell culture, and sustainable ingredient sourcing. These companies are tackling challenges such as creating cocoa alternatives, extending shelf life, enabling gluten-safe baking, and producing upcycled oils, with strong backing from major global food leaders, including AAK, Bühler, Puratos, and Pfeiffer & Langen. Meanwhile, Regrow Ag has partnered with Embrapa to localize the DNDC model for Brazil's tropical soils, an initiative designed to enhance monitoring, reporting, and verification systems for greenhouse gas emissions and carbon sequestration. This effort is particularly significant given Brazil's role as a global agricultural leader and its need for improved climate resilience and food security strategies. In a separate development, JBS has committed more than $7 million to advance cattle traceability and environmental support in Pará. Of this amount, $5 million is allocated to the Traceability Accelerator Program for indirect suppliers, while an additional $2 million will fund JBS Green Offices aimed at assisting producers with environmental compliance, supporting the state's goal to achieve full herd traceability by 2026. Additionally, Cybo Technologies is joining a Virginia Tech-led initiative to implement conservation practices across 4 states. This program seeks to incentivize cover cropping, crop rotation, and other sustainable farming methods while leveraging Cybo's modeling platform to measure environmental outcomes and enable the development of climate-smart commodity markets. and other sustainable farming methods while leveraging SIBO's modeling platform to measure environmental outcomes and enable the development of climate-smart commodity markets. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for the Commercial UAV Expo, taking place from September 2nd to 4th, 2025 in Las Vegas, USA. Following that, Taiwan Smart Agri Week will run from September 3rd to 5th, and the Global Vertical Farming Show 2025 is scheduled for the 10th to 11th of September in Dubai, UAE. Later in the month, Space will be held from September 16th to 18th in France. Moving into October, AgrimE will take place from October 6th to 7th in Dubai, and the Vertical Farming World Congress is set for October 7th to 9th, 2025 in Amsterdam. 7th to 9th, 2025 in Amsterdam. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored some of the latest breakthroughs shaping the future of agriculture, from advanced spraying systems and IoT-driven infrastructure to significant funding supporting crop science and sustainable farming initiatives. We highlighted innovations in soil treatment, strategic expansions in phosphate production, and major investments in controlled environment agriculture, including transformative research and global partnerships. With technology and sustainability at the forefront, these developments make it clear that the ag tech industry is accelerating toward a smarter, more resilient future. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at igrownews.com/precision.